Is this Berlin? Where is the rubber? Who has cleared it? And the houses, the cars painted in colors that remind me of the confectionery of my childhood. I feel dizzy. Over there, a park bench.
Oi! You blind or what?
I am terribly sorry.
A bicyclist wearing a helmet which has sustained serious damage given the number of holes in it. So, we are still at war.
You can't just stagger into the road.
I need to sit down.
You need to lie down, pal. Make it a nice long one.
Sanctuary. The park bench. The cyclist had not recognized me either. Here comes a good German mother.
Fraulein, I urgently need to find my way to the Reich Chancery.
Are you off the television?
We are at war, woman. What do you think the Russians will do to you when they get here? Do you think they would look at you and say, well, a fine German girl, but for her child's sake, I will leave my baser urges in my trousers?
You're crazy, you are.
So, you are unwilling to show the Führer of the German Reich the way to his chancery?
You keep taking the medication.
Something was definitely out of control. The footballers, the cyclists, the German mother. No one knew me. This was no coincidence. My methodical brain recapped the situation. I am in Germany, in Berlin, although the city is completely unfamiliar. More information. That's what I needed. And then I see it. Across the road, a newspaper kiosk. All the papers outside the kiosk are in Turkish. Unmistakable proof of a triumphant Berlin Ankara axis. And clearly this brought about a decisive turning point. This explains the peacefulness of the streets. Now, I must discover how long I have spent on that patch of waste ground. Unable to see a Volkische Beobachter anywhere, this was our reliable Nazi party newspaper. I settled for the most familiar typeface, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. Now, where is the date? 30th August, and the year? No. Clearly a mistake. I find a different paper. I search for the date. The numbers dance before my eyes.
You okay?
Bent over me, a man of 45, maybe 50 years. Checked shirt, plain trousers, typical worker.
What is today's date?
29th of August? No, wait, it's the 30th.
Which year, ma'am?
2011. What do you think, 1945?
Please, help me up.
Easy does it.
Hey, you better sit down.
Inside the kiosk, he handed me some industrially pressed grain.
You better have a snack.
So there's still a bread shortage. Surprisingly tasty.
Yeah, I get it. Hitler, he would never have seen a granola bar. You are good.
I know.
What, you filming nearby?
Filming.
Documentary? Yeah, they're always filming around here. I mean, I've seen Downfall twice. Bruno Ganz was superb, but, well, he's got a patch on you. Your old demeanour, I mean, to look at you. You're the man himself.
Which man?
You know, the Führer.
He raised both his hands, crooking his index and middle fingers together. Then he twitched them up and down. So, after 66 years, this was all that remained of the once rigid Nazi salute.
I am the Führer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're a natural.
The facts were becoming clear. This was no dream. We were indeed in the year 2011. A totally new world. A world which would expect me to be either 122 years old or, more logically, dead.
Would you act in other things too?
I do not act.
Come on, what are you in? I can't recall seeing you anywhere. You got a card? Any flyers?
No, don't talk to me about the Luftwaffe. In the end, they were a complete failure.
That's when I noticed the mirror, propped against a shelf. The face that stared back was the Führer of 1945, not a day over 56. How could I be 56?
Another granola bar? I'm rather partial to them too.
Thank you. Tell me, which countries does the Reich now share a border with?
What? Well, it's Poland, France. Well,
ripe for reconquering?
Reconquering? You don't let up, do you? Come on, with that routine, you can't tell me you're still an amateur.
I am no amateur.
No. I mean, that's obvious. But what do you do for a living?
At present, I am in retirement.
It's incredible. Listen, they pass by here all the time. You know, agents, film types, telly people. Always grateful for a tip-off, new face. How can I get hold of you?
The question of my billeting is unresolved.
Okay. Well, you staying with a girlfriend?
No, I have no female companion. Not any longer.
I got it. Yeah, break up. Who's to blame?
I don't know. Ultimately, Churchill.
I like your style. Listen, you're welcome to spend a night or two here.
Here?
Well, unless you got somewhere else.
No.
Listen, mate, you're not going to clean me out of all my stuff, are you?
Do I look like a criminal?
Well, you look like Adolf Hitler.
Exactly.
The following days were a testing time. Billeted in makeshift accommodation, bent double in an armchair. Others might have spent their time hunting in vain for a solution to the time travel conundrum. How have I come back? Why do I seem to be 56 and not 122 years old? What is the scientific explanation? Such questions, irrelevant. All that matters is that I am Adolf Hitler. But what were the facts? I had neither military intelligence nor my foreign ministry to guide me. What I did have was the kiosk owner's wireless set. But as you can hear, the standards of Greater German Radio have nosedived since 1940.
Enough! Silence!
Next, the periodicals. Not that I expected them to be trustworthy, but this is what they claimed. 1. The Turk has not come to our assistance after all. 2. It is the 70th anniversary of Operation Barbarossa. It was no victory. Indeed, the whole war ended in defeat. 3. I am reported to be dead. A suicide. In truth, I do recall discussing this contingency with my confidants in 1945, and my memory is definitely lacking a few hours. Even so, look at me. Am I dead? Oh, so much for journalism. 4. The German Reich has given way to what is called a federal republic led by the Chancellor, a dumpy woman who has all the charisma of a weeping willow. 5. The Reich has shrunk, despite the fact that Poland is still there, living out its artificial existence, partly on Reich territory. At this point, I screamed into the darkness of the kiosk. I might as well handed them the war on a plate.